This is Lydia Johnson on the floor of the 94th National FFA Convention with Amy Hood, the Science Engagement Lead for Bayer. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Great to be with you.
The Blue Jackets are just starting to flood into the convention center. It's just opening up for the day, but your booth looks pretty engaging. There's some activities here for students.
There are. It's fun to be here. This is my fifth year being at National FFA Convention. I love it here. I love interacting with the students. They are so engaging and ask amazing questions. And I'm super excited to be in the part of our booth that talks about biodiversity, which really in agriculture is super important to think about how we can have biodiversity both in different types of plants, which would also attract different kinds of insects and critters and songbirds, which are really important when we think about sustainability and the environment.
And sustainability and the environment, you guys have a pretty complex program that happens all year long, not just at National FFA Convention.
Absolutely. So I'm really proud of some of the things I'm involved with, really to think about pollinator health. And so a program that we're actively involved in is called Farmers for Monarchs. And so people can check out farmersformonarchs.org. And I'm proud of this program for a few reasons. One, it's not only Bayer. I love that it's an industry-wide effort, so it's not only us, but it's partners like BASF, Syngenta, Corteva, and I think we only solve big problems in the world by lots of people working together. So Farmers for Monarchs helps farmers and other people in ag or big landowners think about how to get more habitat on their farm. And there are lots of programs available for folks if they want to have habitat on their farm. There's some free programs, there's subsidized programs, there's obviously programs like CRP, and those are all listed on the Farmers for Monarchs site. And so anybody who wants to establish habitat, that would be the place I would recommend that they start looking.
So conservation is definitely teamwork between everyone. So that's kind of more the farmer aspect. What part of that program applies to students?
Yeah, so students, to me, students can do that too. So there are a couple people that I know that are doing SAEs that where they're establishing habitat, or they've done that at their school, right? Or, you know, a lot of people try to do establish beehives and raise bees. Now, I think people underestimate that can be really complicated. It's like it's considered raising livestock. But pollinators are just so important for our growing world. They're one of the major reasons, you know, about a third of our food happens because that food is pollinated. And so thinking about how to help those critters, whether it's honeybees or native bees or butterflies or songbirds, it's really important for, I think, anyone involved in landowning, which students have a piece of that puzzle, can think about.
Yeah, and before we got you on the mic, we were chatting a little bit about milkweed in the country and how important that is for these pollinators.
Absolutely. So milkweed is the major breeding and feeding plant for the monarch butterfly. And the monarch butterfly has had population issues for the last 20 years. Their population has gone down. We're starting to see some recovery now. And one of the major reasons is that people have been replanting a lot of milkweed throughout the United States. Milkweed's a weed. And so for most farmers, they don't want it on their farm, which is understandable. But there are a lot of places, if you're a landowner, that you can think about putting milkweed along the side of your road, in your backyard, places that aren't on the farm. And through groups, through different initiatives like Farmers for Monarchs, we've really been able to make a lot of progress in the U.S. getting milkweed planted in the ground again.
How can we engage the students here this week with the programs and initiatives that you've been highlighting?
Yeah, we'd love them to come by our Bayer booth. We have pollinator seed, and in that seed packet, there are some milkweed seeds, so we'd love people to grab some seeds, plant them in the ground. Depending upon where you are in the country, it might still be okay to plant them yet this year, or you can throw them in the freezer and plant them in the spring. Then we also have, I think Aaron from my team also talked about careers and scholarships that students are eligible for at the biodiversity section. We also then have some silly giveaways too that we'd love to talk to students about, some fidget things, and we've got some honey tasting. So we'd love the students to come by, taste some honey that came from different parts of the United States and see what difference it makes depending upon where the bees are getting their nectar.
Wow, I might have to take you up on that honey tasting.
We'd love that. Come on over.
Where can we find you?
We're in booth 1222. And we'd love to see anybody anytime the exhibitor booth area is open.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us and have a great convention.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.